This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free for your phone, and you can take us anywhere you go, plus the podcast later on today. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
What are these chairs?
It's new chairs, man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This place, I'm telling you, we have a budget. Ah, man, can we spend? We love to spend. We've got new chairs this morning. Pretty comfy, aren't they?
No, yeah, they are horrible.
What do you mean they're horrible? They're brand new. They're nice.
Anyway, it's fine. What is today? Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday. Got my cans out.
Did you see the beaver this morning?
The beaver?
Yeah, the beaver.
I did not see the beaver. What happened with the beaver?
Anybody see the beaver this morning? See the beaver?
I didn't see a beaver.
You didn't see the beaver? Spadell, did you see the beaver?
Beaver?
What are you talking about? Just go with it.
Beaver moon.
Oh, no.
The moon's bright.
It is.
It was crazy cool.
Unbelievably. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I missed it, though. Where is it? That way?
It was over by the Marriott, and I think it's already down.
Oh, okay.
You don't care about the beaver, do you?
I don't care. It's just that you're
It's going to be bigger tomorrow.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's supposed to be like 14% bigger tomorrow.
Well, I missed it.
Get a look at it. If you get a chance. It's a beauty this morning. I noticed it big time driving in. All right, well, we're just getting started this morning. It is a Thursday. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. My God.
Two weeks.
Can I just tell you, before we go into Thanksgiving, can I just tell you how funny it is when one person drives slow in the fast lane?
Oh. No, it's not funny.
It's ridiculous.
I thought about 30 people were going to lose their mind this morning because it's the pace car, right? Yep. It's in the slow lane. It's the pace car, and everybody's behind it, and people are even going a little over to the left to see, like, do you notice that those are my lights going to a little to the left that you should get over? Oh my God, it was so funny. So I went one more over, right, to like get around the guy, and then there's those people that get one more over, speed past him, and then cut right in front of him.
Oh yeah, like inches away from his bumper, like, I'm getting right.
Yeah, like, see, you were supposed to move. It's just so funny how everybody gets up in arms about this guy. And I agree with you, Schmidl and Carson. It's like, it is annoying, but it's not like the end of the world like we're acting like. You know?
No, I agree. And it's so funny because by the fifth car, like the fifth car goes to pass him and then he gets over.
I know,
it's
right?
It's so funny.
And he's like, oh, dog nabbit. I guess I was just kind of spacing off. I should have gotten over. Yeah, you should have.
Like they just realized it.
Right? You know, oh, my God.
I rarely get caught in that situation where I'm that guy in the fast lane going too slow. But man, I tell you, when somebody gets behind you pressing your bumper,
right?
It just makes me so paranoid.
Because they're trying to get you over.
Well, I had a truck yesterday. I'm going on C-470. You have the express lane, and I'm picking up Frog. So at that time of day, it's really busy. So I take the express lane. I've got the little thing in the windshield, and a truck gets on my bumper, and I'm doing 75, 78 miles per hour.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're in the fast lane. Get over.
But you can't. You got a double line. You can't get over.
Well, I'm in the express lane.
And you can't get over.
That's
and it's
true.
Like, okay, what do you want me to do? Do 100?
I think the minimum in that lane is about 100. Yeah.
I agree.
Because it seems like everyone goes that fast.
My truck won't do 100.
It starts shaking. You get the wobbles.
Yeah. It won't do 100. And he's got a brand new, jacked up, brand new, like F-350.
Oh, yeah.
Just smoking it, man. And I'm like, I'm going as fast as I can.
Wait, did you just do old lady talk?
Because yeah. that's like what you feel
had, like.
Like
you had dentures?
Oh, God, I'm just going as fast as I can. Please get off my bumper. That's how you feel. Oh, you feel like you're like 500 years old. Because this guy will get off your bumper.
Yeah.
And then when I do get over, because you do get that lane where you can merge back over. So finally I do, because he's on my tail. He floors it. just, I don't know how fast he's going to go. He floors it. He's gone.
Yeah, there was a lot of frustrated people this morning. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I was going to mention Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. Man, it's almost here. There's a lot of people out there saying that they can't go to their family's gathering because of the political stuff.
I know. Have you seen that. That's so sad.
Right, you know, we'll talk about it when we come back, all right?
Oh, what happened? No.
Nothing. Your microphone fell off?
It's fine.
I got some super glue.
Yeah, oh my God.
I love super glue.
Isn't all this stuff new?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brand
it's all new.
Oh my God. It's fine. You know what? I'll just get a wrench. We have a wrench?
Yeah,
I need a wrench.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine. What a day.
Everything's fine.
It's already started.
I know, right?
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we have Billie Eilish tickets to give away today.
We do?
I think we were supposed to be giving them away all week long.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
It kind of slid through.
That's awesome. Where's she playing?
She is at Ball Arena.
Nice.
Ball Arena. It's the Hit Me Hard and Soft Tour, man.
Yeah.
Coming up in November of... Hey, Spadell. This says November of 19th. That means it's coming up this week?
I feel like she might be on tour because I feel like somebody said that she was just in St. Louis.
She is. Yeah, I think
Yeah. So maybe that's... Wait.
Wow. So
what is today's date?
It's the 14th, so it's next Tuesday.
My God, this radio station
Holy
is so organized.
Moly.
Hold on.
We're so organized, it's insane.
We missed 3 days. Can we give away 4 pairs today? Or 5 pair?
I have them. Yeah.
His enthusiasm is amazing.
I won't say anything.
Okay.
It is the 19th.
It is? Wow. Okay.
Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday.
Wow.
Tickets.
All righty.
Oh, man.
Well, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. Yes. It's exciting. Maybe we give away 3 or 4 pair today.
We'll see. Y'all have to check.
What if we give away a pair now?
What are you doing?
It's kind of hard for me to retroactively add winners to the new program that we use.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we will respect that.
Maybe me and you'll go then.
Okay.
Oh,
maybe
too.
We'll
just
all go.
I love Billie
Eilish.
Maybe
you and
I'll
go to Billie.
Who doesn't love Billie Eilish?
Seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanksgiving a couple of weeks away. In fact, 2 weeks from today. And you got celebrities out there saying, don't go to your families if you're going to talk politics.
And you know what I always do is I follow what celebrities tell me to do.
Damn right we do, Jamie. That's
sure
our
do.
Job.
Yeah,
here's Whoopi. Whoopi.
I have to question it. I don't want to put my kid in that position.
Exactly.
I don't want to put my gay child in a position where she has to sit with someone who doesn't understand her and feels like it's okay to just blurt all that out. That's just me. But I feel like that with mixed families.
All right, Whoopi. Okay, Whoopi, we got you.
I don't feel like that has anything to do with the election, Whoopi. I feel like that just has, you have some family members that are crappy people,
Leading
apparently.
Leading up to that, some of the other View people were talking about how it's like a moral thing for them. Like, they don't want to talk to the other side because they feel like their morals aren't the same and there's going to be these, like, huge fights.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you just all agree that we're not going to talk about politics when you get together. Then...
Or if you got a family like mine that has no morals.
Right.
That's the route to go.
Yeah, exactly. Then that's fine.
That's the best route to go. I don't know about you, but any time I've ever gone home with my mom was alive, we never talked politics. Ever.
Well, we did a lot. My dad would be like, oh my God, goddamn Governor Illinois, he's so crooked, he's just stealing all. Yeah, we would listen, but we wouldn't get involved. Bob was the patriarch of our family. So what you did is you respected Bob, you listened to Bob, and you're like, no way. And then you moved
on. Yeah, you're
exactly right.
Yeah.
You didn't argue, you didn't have a counterpoint, you just listened to what they said. Now, I'm not saying my mom never brought it up, it's just we never got into a confrontation about it.
Yeah.
Or, you know. I never expressed my side.
There's no winning with Bob.
No.
So you just would listen.
Well, old people in general.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Old
They're
people.
Set.
They're
set. And you know what? I respect whatever they want to say. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, they are definitely set. And so what everybody would do is like kind of kick each other under the table.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh God, here goes Bob.
I'm going to a family's house that the entire family voted for Kamala. Okay. The entire family.
Yeah.
It's got no bearing on anything.
Well, yeah, you're going. None. Right? You don't care.
I'm going to have tamales for Thanksgiving.
That's the bigger issue. Yeah. That's what you're mad about. You're not mad that who they voted for.
No, I've got to eat damn tacos for Thanksgiving.
You must be. I was thinking about you yesterday. You must be so excited. When's the last time all the kids sat around the table? You have four children.
Yeah.
When's the last time all four kids sat around the table?
Can't remember.
Right?
Wow.
Can't remember.
I was thinking how excited you must be.
I'm very excited. Yeah. No, I can't figure out because they get out on Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I'll go to the relative's house. But I'm thinking of doing Saturday and cooking a big meal then.
That way it's all organized and they can get settled.
But I haven't gotten everybody on the same page just yet.
Gotcha.
So, you know, they've got time with their mom.
Right.
You know, and so we got to go that route too. So, but yeah, you're right. I haven't had all four kids together to eat a meal around the table, as Jamie put it, family gathering. I can't remember, Jamie. I can't remember the last time. I've had two here, one here, two there, you know.
So it's going to be four plus how many girlfriends or boyfriends?
One wife.
One wife.
And one girlfriend.
Okay, so six. So, and then you and Lisa, that's eight. Do you have eight seats? Don't put anybody at the baby table.
Yeah, that's a big table.
Yeah, you need eight. Rent it.
Eight seat table.
Yeah, I would rent it just because it's worth it.
One, two, three, four, five. No.
I know, but we got to.
No, you might be right.
I would go to like Arapaho Rents or whatever and get an eight person table.
I've got a six. I could always put the girlfriend and the wife over in the corner.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're not really, family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Blood, you know? I want to see all eight. I think that would be so beautiful.
Just a big table full of family.
Awesome.
I haven't even thought that far. Thank you, Jamie. That would have been a sub-dilemma that day, right? They're like, crap.
I just think putting them all in the, you know, move everything from the living room and put an eight seat.
Right. And me being the person I am, I would put all them at the table. Here I am over here by myself.
Right. Yeah. You'd be like, eating at the countertop.
At the island.
Yeah.
I'm gathering this one. Right? I blew it. No, I'm excited for it. Yeah.
I bet you
they
are.
All get in here and it'll be a good time.
Have you already, because I feel like, I don't know if this is true about you or not, I feel like you're so excited. You're like putting together your recipes.
Yes. I have the recipes in my head. Yeah. My mother drilled those into me years ago. So I've got my recipes. I don't know if they like it or not.
No, but I also but I feel like you're going to get a little fancy with some stuff. Do you have matching plates?
Yeah.
Do you have an eight? So you need eight place settings.
Well, I know I got at least seven.
Well, we need eight place settings.
I've got shopping to do. And where's Amazon?
We need eight chargers.
Yeah. What's chargers?
They're the things that go under your
plate. For their phones?
Yeah. No. They're the things that go under the plates.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
They're the pretty ones that go under the plates.
Like,
they're
like
for special occasions.
Like the fabric things.
No.
Right?
Those are placemats.
Oh.
These are chargers.
Yeah.
They're plates. They're actual plates. But
and
they're
you
bigger.
Put the plate on top of the plate.
Oh. Yeah. Chargers.
Chargers. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got to get chargers?
And you know what I don't like?
Okay.
And I've had these before.
What?
Is people that do paper plates for Thanksgiving.
I know.
No.
I cannot stand
you
it.
You have to bust out your best china, whatever you got.
And they're like, no, but it's Jeanette. Shut up.
I can't stand paper plates, period.
I don't
mind
if they're mismatched. I don't care if your plates are mismatched, but do not give me paper plates.
No. Or paper or plastic forks.
Yes.
Don't want it. No. I'm all for that, too. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, that's sweet.
What's sweet?
Somebody said, hey, BJ, we're from Event Rental Company, and we can rent you all the chairs and tables and stuff for Thanksgiving.
Nice. Hey,
write that down,
event,
man.
Event Rental.
Coming to the rescue.
Right?
Woo! Yeah.
Somebody else wrote, hey, Jamie, are you going to come do my dishes? I mean, not everyone has the luxury of having a dishwasher. You know what's funny that you say that? My dishwasher doesn't work. I've washed my dishes by hand. I have for about 7 months.
Wow.
Does anybody have a dishwasher that works?
Oh, it's so disappointing.
No, mine runs. but nothing gets cleansed.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you stick stuff in it. My wife complains all the time. Yeah, this plate feels greasy. And she's right. It does. But for some reason, it does not work.
I even went on YouTube and everything. My kid and I took the thing completely apart. We cleaned it out. We did everything that they said to do because the soap dispenser was just getting soap everywhere. It was just that grainy.
It was like caked.
Yeah. And so we did everything it said. I mean, we worked for like an hour and a half on that son of a bitch. And we're so excited because we did it ourselves.
Yeah.
Same thing happened.
Really?
Yeah. I don't get it. Man, they are crap.
They are.
These dishwashers. You literally wash your dishes first by hand.
Yeah.
And then put them in the dishwasher.
I just gave up because it's so irritating. I gave up and I just started washing them by hand.
I'm with you.
Forget it. All right. Anyway, hey, this is kind of some sad news. Will you go to number two, if you don't mind?
Oh, hang on one second, number Jamie. Two. Why don't you ask so politely today? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very nice of you.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this year love will appear deeper than ever before.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
I don't know if y'all know who those two people are, but
I do. Kermit the Frog.
It's Jason Kelsey and Stevie Nicks.
That's not Kermit.
No. And I don't know. Did you guys feel like it's like you're listening to somebody sing from elementary school?
Yes. Like a play. Like a Christmas play.
It's actually worse than karaoke.
It is worse.
Karaoke's bad.
I agree.
But that's worse than karaoke.
So
it doesn't even feel Christmas.
No, it does
Nothing
not.
Nothing about it.
The song Maybe This Christmas by Jason Kelsey, Stevie Nicks, and the Philly Specials is currently charting higher than Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. What?
It's early.
It's terrible.
It's early. She'll overtake that one.
Oh my God.
Easily.
Well, the fact that it's even charting.
Yeah, I know.
That's horrible.
That also blows my mind.
Right?
Too.
All right. So if you go to number one.
All right. Number one.
Jason has dethroned the queen of Christmas, the amazing, the wonderful Mariah Carey.
Oh, buddy.
A Philly Special Christmas Party, Maybe This Christmas by A Philly Specials and Stevie Nicks, is the number one Christmas song on the charts right now.
We kind of caught it on the Christmas downslide. Like, not too many people are listening to Christmas music, so we kind of jumped.
Snuck in there, yeah. I get it.
I'll take it when I can get it. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, sure.
And it was incredible to work with Stevie Nicks. I mean, obviously, I'm still in awe of the fact that that actually happened.
Stevie!
And this is really, really cool. There is no percent chance any song that I am in should be streaming number one on any service in any genre.
Yeah, well, don't give yourself too much credit. Stevie Nicks.
That's exactly right.
I like the fact that he knows it sucks.
Right?
Yeah,
I do like that. He owns it.
And I mean, I have to agree with him. I mean, all of a sudden you're a football player, now you're singing with Stevie Nicks. That has to be overwhelming, right? I saw the reels on it, and he is so nervous when he gets in the studio with her. He's just like, oh my God, can she hear me? Oh my God. Yeah. You know, he's so nervous about it. But yeah, and the other thing that he said, which is nobody's really listening to Christmas music right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah. Kim Kardashian went on a podcast, and she said, basically, you know, I get what she's saying. She doesn't want to say this because all of us will be like, you can have 12 nannies, but there is something to be said about even if you have 12 nannies, raising your kids alone. She said, basically, I'm raising 4 kids all by myself. Kanye is nowhere to be found. And that's so sad because I remember a long, long time ago, he was so excited to be a dad and he talked about how present he was going to be and how he had such a great childhood. And so he was going to make sure that he was going to be, you know, like his mom was to him and be present. And yeah. Now he's gone.
He seems like the kind of guy that he picks his times to get photographed with the kids.
Yeah, and be
and
a
then,
dad.
Then it'll just disappear.
He picks his times that he wants to be a dad.
Yeah.
When it's convenient.
Yeah, when it's convenient for him and it looks good and, you know. Gives his image a boost.
Yeah, so she was talking about, she's so funny because she complains like the rest of us, like, I'm just an Uber. Oh my God, the worst day of your life is when your kids put in their earbuds and they're in the back seat, right? and you're driving and you're trying to talk to them and they have earbuds in, and you're like, oh my God, I've become a freaking Uber.
Yeah, you're just talking to yourself?
Yeah, I'm an Uber. I literally am a human Uber. That's what my job is. Anyway, she says, yeah, that Kanye's not around, so that's a shame. Dave Coulier, Coulier, he is from Full House. He was like he's the one that dated Alanis Morissette, I think. Isn't he the one that she said he broke her heart?
I don't know.
That's what Jagged Little Pill was all about, is him.
I don't know who he is.
He's one of the...
Full House. He's Joey on Full House.
He's the the blonde, sandy-headed guy. Yeah. And Alanis Morissette, and he dated forever, I think. And then she said that he broke her heart, and I was like, that guy from Full House? And that's why she wrote Jagged Little Pill, is what I remember.
Yeah, they did date.
Yeah.
You're right. 92 to 94.
Oh, Schmidl is waving his hands like he just doesn't care.
Oh, Schmidl! The song that's actually about David Coulier is called You Oughta Know, but they did date and there is a song about him.
Right, that's from Jagged Little Pill.
This says it's called You Oughta Know.
Yeah, it's on the
album.
Jagged Little Pill.
I was thinking the song, sorry.
No.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. He's learned he has cancer, a very aggressive cancer. Last month, he was experiencing an upper respiratory infection. Isn't that crazy? So he had this upper respiratory infection, and it caused his lymph nodes to swell. Then they did a biopsy, and he has a very aggressive cancer. You know, it's crazy because my girlfriend Mia, who we've had on the air before, her mom had like a lower back pain, just had lower back pain. They thought it was kidney stones. The next thing you know, she passed away in a week.
Yeah.
It was kidney stones.
It's so scary how it happens like that.
I've seen stories like that too, left and right, where, you know, they get diagnosed and it's bad.
Yeah. I mean, her mom literally, they thought she had kidney stones and now she's passed away.
You know, that kind of leads me to the food that is in the news right now with RFK. Is it RFK Jr.?
It is.
That's going to be put in charge of that. And there's a lot of foods he's naming off that I love.
Well,
I'm not getting happy about this. You know, I like the dude and everything, and I like for us to get a little healthier. But man, when you start saying that we got to get rid of French fries, I got a problem with that.
Well, that's the funny part is you got this RFK Jr. guy, right, saying make America healthy again. But you have Donald who loves McDonald's.
Yeah, we've got a conflict. You got BJ who loves McDonald's.
Yeah. So
I want my ho-hos. And I got a feeling they're not on his list.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely keepers. Not. Yeah. Again, if I could just recommend to everybody, it's a pretty cool app. My kid taught me about it. It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. You don't have to buy it. I wouldn't buy it. But it's called Yuka. It's an app. And what you do is you scan the barcode of anything you're eating or drinking or putting on your face, like lotions, cosmetics, whatever. And it'll tell you how bad it is.
Don't download it. Do not download it.
It'll ruin your entire diet.
I did it. Okay. I went to the grocery store with Jamie's app. She talked me into it, right? I bought nothing. I walked out with celery. That's all I could get. Do not get this app.
It's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A, and it'll terrify you.
Yes, it will.
Especially, too, I mean, if you guys like scan your deodorants, your lotions, all that. The carcinogens are insane.
Jamie, I bought nothing but celery. Carrots, they said, were okay, but there was something that was coating on the carrots that was bad, too. Right? I forgot what
it was. Don't they say, I don't know if this is true or not, but don't they say that they soak them in bleach? Wasn't that a rumor forever?
I did hear that for a long time.
Something about the apples, I think it was. Was apples one of those that they soaked? Or was it the carrots?
It was carrots. That's why they turned white. You know, at the end, like with the white crusty stuff.
Well, dusty look.
Yeah. I never really researched it, but I don't know if it's true.
Well, you know what throws me off is there's something they're doing at the store. Because you've mentioned this before, Jamie. There's several fruits and vegetables that for some reason, they're pristine in the store for a week. And they get to my house and all of a sudden, downhill, man. I mean, the bananas are gone in a day.
Yeah.
They're gone in a day. Lettuce won't hold.
Well,
I don't get it.
You need to cover the stems of your banana.
Yeah, that's the key because I got the banana hats that you gave me.
Yeah, and it does help.
And it works.
It does work.
It's you would never think.
No, it works.
It works.
It does. It really does. I'm not kidding.
It comes.
Well, most of them come with a little thing on it, but when you rip it off, then it kind of comes up. So put it back on there. Because it already comes pre-wrapped, a lot of them. Yeah.
I'm going to do my banana wrap today. I'm going to wrap my banana today. when I get home.
What's really irritating is the green apples. They say they're organic, and then they have wax on them. I'm like, that's not organic. I'm eating wax. Lies. Oh, all right, anyway, I'm done. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show, right here on a...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thursday,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Uh-oh. Billie Eilish tickets coming up. We'll do that at 7:30, all right? Billie Eilish coming to Bowl Arena. That's going to be next week, next Tuesday. So we got a couple of tickets for you today. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, they're going to go at it tomorrow night on Netflix. It is free if you have a Netflix account. Yesterday, Jamie, they did the old face-off, you know, the old press conference.
Right, where they're nose-to-nose.
I got to tell you,
were they nose-to-nose? Did
yeah,
they
were nose-to-nose. Okay. They didn't speak to each other when they got nose-to-nose.
Okay.
But they did that whole act that you see all the time.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Mike Tyson looks weak. He does not look like he's ready.
I heard you talking to the boys about this off the air. You said that you think that he actually looked like and acted like he had a little bit of maybe brain damage.
Remember yesterday you mentioned that they have to go through a series of tests?
Two tests.
Before?
EEG and an EKG.
And you mentioned that, I don't know if he can pass the brain test.
Yeah.
That maybe he's been injured over the years, being smacked around in the head.
So it's a rule by the state of Texas or wherever he's fighting that you must, boxers must take these two tests and pass them before they're allowed to get in the ring.
Yeah.
And so the EEG or whatever it's called seems a little troubling.
And after watching yesterday, which I have never really thought that much about it because I don't really follow Mike Tyson, although I'm a fan. I like his style. But after watching yesterday, I think you're onto something. I feel like he's just exhausted. He feels weak. He looks weak.
And you said he's like a little bit out there.
Yeah. Listen, here's him talking. Now, Jake Paul is just in your face, obnoxious a-hole, okay? Just talking about how he's going to pound this guy, okay? But he's grateful to be fighting a legend, but he's going to pound him when he gets in the ring. Here's Mike Tyson's replies.
Outside of the fans watching and all the eyes on you, I'm sure the most important ones are your family. Your kids are out here. Everyone's coming in to see you on Friday. What does it mean to have family with you?
Well, it's the family's everything. But my kids, to my children, I'm nobody. And then that night, they're going to find out their father's very special.
Your father's very special.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is sweet.
Do you have the one about the toad?
He smokes. But no.
All right, so here's what he said about a toad. He said, when I see a toad, he's talking about the poisonous toads, I believe, from Australia. He said, when I see a toad, he takes out their, that little sack or whatever. He says, you put it on a mirror and it gets hard. You rub it down until it becomes fine sand and then you smoke it. And then all of a sudden you meet God. And then God will tell you that you should beat up Jake Paul.
Yeah,
I know it sounds strange, but if you do some investigation, people will tell you about it. I had a shaman. I've done it over 80 times, 90 times probably. And after I smoked the toad, it told me I need to beat up Jake Paul.
Wow.
Man, I got to tell you, if I'm in the betting market and I've just put $100,000 on a toad smoker... He comes out with his statement.
Right?
I'm like, wait a minute. I just put $100,000 on a toad smoker who talks to God after smoking toad?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no. There goes your money.
Here's Mike Tyson talking some more.
And what would you lose if you lose this fight? Thank you.
I'm not going to lose.
But just you say that in the last minute of the second.
I am not going to lose. Did you hear what I said?
Thank you.
Wow. So here's the deal. Tomorrow night, Paul will finally face off against Tyson on Netflix. And and he, by the way, is a favorite to win.
Who?
Jake.
Yeah. Jake, yeah. 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 I'd put my money on Jake. Yeah. He just looks stronger. He's younger.
Right.
He's got all the, he just got the build. He looks
toad
great.
Toad venom. He smokes toad venom. Have you ever heard of that in your life?
That's crazy.
Right?
Can you imagine, like, though, like, it might give him some superpowers when he gets in the ring. Who
at
knows?
One point, wasn't he, like, really into pigeons?
I think he still
remember,
is. Yeah. He has homing pigeons.
He loves pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he still is. He has homing pigeons.
You know anybody else on this planet that's into pigeons?
No.
He's got a lot
besides
of odd habits.
That Birdman guy that was at Alcatraz? Remember that guy? That's it, man.
There's a clip where Carson Daly tries to give him a pigeon, and he gets really offended because it's not like a nice pigeon. It's like a run-of-the-mill, like, New York City pigeon. He's like,
it's a trash pigeon.
Yeah.
It's not Falcon quality.
No, no. One more. Here's Jake Paul.
I'm not getting my bit off on Friday night, so I got my diamond spiked ear covers right there. He says he's going to kill me. Is that what you're going to do, Mike? Because I'm ready. I want that killer. I want the hardest match possible Friday night, and I want there to be no excuses from everyone at home when I knock him out. So is that what you're going to bring?
Now he gets silent.
I'm just ready. That's all I can say. I'm just ready.
How old is he?
58, I think. Ooh. No, 50. How old's Mike Tyson? Like
58.
58.
Yep.
58. Yeah.
You know what? You said something off the air that I thought was sweet, and it showed you had empathy, which never happens.
What's that?
You're like, I really don't want him to fight.
I don't.
I think that's so, that was so sweet.
Yeah, because I think he's going to get the crap beat out of him, and I don't want to see that. And I hate Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't want to see him win, and I figure he's going to.
Yeah, and you just don't want to see him to get Mike, any more brain damage.
We still have time, Mike. I mean, let's just not do the fight and go smoke some toad. Come on, buddy. I'll go with you.
Right?
BJ and Jamie.
Atlas 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free, and the podcast will be there later on today. We have Billie Eilish tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30. She's going to be in town Tuesday, Ball Arena, and a couple of tickets coming your way, 7:30.
And you know what Carson just told me? This is kind of a cool announcement, too, is that Linkin Park is coming to Ball Arena September 3rd. They just announced it.
It's going
to
be insane.
A lot of people don't like that girl that took the place of, what's his name?
Emily,
Yeah, but I like her. I think she's great. Yeah, I think she's pretty
good. I think it's better than trying to fill Chester's role with another guy.
I agree with that. So they just announced it September 3rd, Ball Arena. Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're never the same without, obviously, but it'll still be a good show and sell out, too. I saw where Travis Kelce came out talking about what was stolen from his house. Did you see that?
The $20,000 cash?
Yeah, plus there's more. Uh-oh. There's more. He also had stolen $100,000 in jewelry.
Oof.
$100,000. I'm sure it's insured, but it's gone.
Hopefully it is.
$20,000 in cash, $100,000 in jewelry, and here's the thing he's most sad about and he's crying about. His Super Bowl jersey from his very first Super Bowl that he won.
Oh, that's a bummer. You cannot replace that.
Had it framed on the wall. Somebody
took it.
Yeah, took it.
So they knew exactly who he was and who they were robbing.
Had his name on it.
Oh, my God. That's
Kelce.
So sad.
Man, you want to recover that. I mean, he probably, with the insurance, I don't know if you, would you have the jersey insured probably? Yeah.
You could.
Homeowners, right?
I mean, if you itemize things. Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
All my jewelry is itemized.
Have you ever gone through the house with a camera?
Yeah. Of course.
I've never done it.
You got to. For fires.
Yeah, see, I've never done it either. Yeah.
I've never done it. I've always heard about it.
Everybody tells me I'm stupid because all my jewelry is in a lockbox at the bank, which is a pain in the butt. And I just leave it there. I forget I even have it because I just leave it there. Like, because who wants to go to a lockbox, go in there, get their other key? You know, you get two keys, you go in that room, weird room.
Yeah.
I feel like they think you're doing drugs or something. Yeah. And then you unlock it and go get, it's dumb.
Yeah, plus you've got that other necklace on that you can't get off. So you can't go get the other jewelry because you can't put it on because it doesn't go with this piece that you can't get off your neck. I mean, you're going to have to go find somebody to solder that thing off.
It has so many glasses.
I mean, you've been wearing... No, I swear. Jamie has on a necklace. It's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
It doesn't go with everything, if you know what I mean.
Kinda
when she wears those hoodies
things,
in. Yeah. This necklace does not go with hoodie. That'd go with a nice, elegant dress, maybe, if you're going to a function with the cocktails and all that. But with what she wears to work, it really doesn't go with on a daily basis, okay? But the problem is, the clasp on it is locked on.
It has two.
It
has one that goes like this and one that wraps around it, and it It's stuck.
And folks, let me tell you, I've witnessed this. Everybody in this building has tried to get this off her neck. You could turn a corner. I swear, you could turn a corner here in this building, and there's Jamie with her neck bent over, and Powerball Pete with those big fat fingers
trying
to get this neck. Or it'll be our boss, or it'll be some lady back in sales. Everybody has taken a shot at that,
including me. And I had three girls on it at one time. Three of them, and they're like, you're just stuck.
It won't come off.
At least you're ready for a gala at any moment.
It's such a nice necklace that you don't want to have it cut off by a jeweler.
No, no.
So she just wears
it. I just wear it.
For everything.
Now it's my everyday.
It really sticks out.
It does.
I'm surprised you've not been robbed.
Don't say that.
I'm just saying, Jamie.
Oh, my God. You know that there are crazy people listening. Why would you say that? It's fake, by the way.
It's fake.
All of these are fake.
Hey, Spadil, have you tried the necklace yet?
It's fake.
Tried to take it off?
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried yet.
Oh, you got to give it a shot. Yeah. Man. We've all tried. It's been fun.
It's fake, by the way.
By the way, Jamie has offered $1,000 for the first person that can get it off her neck. Yeah. All
right. Wait, but going back to what you were talking about, I don't know why people don't go and videotape their entire house. I mean, because I know that we have our Amazon lists and stuff, but being somebody whose father lost his entire home, you have to go through, you can't believe that with the crap you have to go through when you lose a house to fire. They made us itemize every single thing in his house.
Wow.
Every single thing, if we wanted to get some money back from it, like socks.
And there's no way I could do that at my house.
Here's my mentality too, okay, is that when I look around the house and I grab my phone to record this, I think, is that really worth anything? Well, what about that TV? Yeah, I don't know if that's worth it. I don't feel like that I have enough possessions.
Me too. I don't have anything.
I feel that way. But I will say this. But if something had happened that my house, you know, earthquake or fire, whatever, it would be priceless to me at that moment.
Right.
Yeah. Okay? So I don't think like that, and I should.
And it's not about value. I keep nothing valuable in my home. Nothing. And I told you, I have no cash.
But it's the essentials.
It's the things that you don't think about, right?
And for some reason.
It adds up.
Especially when you're starting from scratch.
Right. Like
you
headboards to your bed and the footboards to your bed and your mattresses and all that. It all adds up.
You wouldn't know until it's all gone.
Until it's all gone. Yeah. And then we're sitting there. My sister and I are like, what was in that room? Like, okay, there was a headboard, footboard, there's mattress. Oh my gosh, was there a dresser? Yeah, a dresser. I mean, you have to write out every single thing.
I'll bet you 95% of the population has never done that.
I bet you're right.
Agreed.
Yeah. But until you go through it,
weird?
You will.
And it's so common sense. Jamie's right. I'm just lazy, okay? I can't pinpoint it. I can't tell you. I don't have an excuse, okay? But she's right. But I guarantee you 95% of the people listening to our show right now have never done it.
But it's really easy. I mean, and just open your drawers. Just open drawers.
Yeah.
Just video. Just walk around.
And you walk from room to room and just point it, and that's all you got to do. You could do it in easily 5 minutes, probably.
It's in my gallery.
It is?
Yeah.
I need to do that.
It's just
so easy, always
guys.
There for whatever you need.
Do you clean first?
I didn't.
Because right now, I mean, some of the stuff that I have that I would want back in case I lost it's buried under other stuff.
Yeah, but the more crap you have out is going to work out in your favor.
Yeah, you're like, way under there.
You don't know the crap I have. We're talking frogs homework and stuff, okay?
Oh, my God. Do you guys have the catch-all? Like,
Jamie.
Is it your dining room table?
Yes.
Mine, too.
Yes.
It's our island.
Oh, it's your island? Yep. It's my dining room table because I don't use a dining room table, and I call it my catch-all. Yeah. It catches everything. It's just like what that is just a table of crap.
It has everything on it. It's got our table of crap has everything on it. You can go in there and you'll find like a COVID test. And then next to it, you'll find a big clump of clay.
Oh, my God.
That Lisa's been working on her pottery. And then right next to that will be Frog's homework from when he was in kindergarten. It's been there that long. It's unbelievable.
I feel better. You made me feel better.
COVID testing clay?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody try to top that if you could. Yeah. Come on. I dare you.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, we apologize. There's a situation where the traffic starts to play a song on a computer that we can't shut off. So it's nothing that BJ is doing. It's just the computer system that they put in here starts some song, and then it sounds like you screwed up, which you did not. And then Nia has to try to sing or talk over a song. It's a mess.
Yeah, I kind of like it, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I kind of like Nia Bender talking over, like, whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is.
It's very busy, though, to listen to.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's different. Most stations won't do that.
No, that most
stations. You don't get that with every morning show, folks.
No, that's true. Yep.
Come here.
Exclusively.
That's us.
Hey, today is Red Cup Day at Starbucks. Woo!
What does that mean?
That means today you can get your reusable Christmas cup.
Yep.
So you buy the cup.
Yep.
They're at Starbucks, and then you take it back every time you go.
Yeah, it's
reusable. And they fill it for you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm not a Starbucks guy, so I don't really know their procedures around there.
I've never gotten the reusable cup.
Yeah.
They gave me a reusable straw. Don't know what to do with it. Anyway, yeah. I don't know how this works. Maybe Carson, because he's bougie, he can tell us. Because, so you take your, have you ever done Red Cup?
I've never done it.
Oh, okay. No. You don't know either. Because I was like, doesn't that hold up the line, like the drive through? Because then you have to come around and say, oh, well, here's my cup. Or do they have it already in a different cup and then they just pour
it in that
cup?
I would imagine that's what they do. They make it in a different cup. But then that kind of defeats the whole point of reusable.
Yeah, right? I don't know how they do it. Anyway, all right, let's see here. I read that one. I read that one. I read that one. Hold on. A sad, sad day where Jason and Travis Kelce are talking about how Jason Kelce, his song, has beat out Mariah Carey in the Christmas world.
Crazy.
And he sang a song. It's called Maybe This Christmas. It's by Jason Kelce and Stevie Nicks. Let's play a little bit of it.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. This year, love will appear deeper than ever before.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite recall.
Isn't it good?
Wow. Wow, I can see why that's number one. That is awesome.
Look at my eye. Look at my eye.
Are you crying?
Yeah, you see the tear.
Oh.
It's such a beautiful song.
You're like that trash commercial where that Native American's on the side of the road.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Hang on. On a scale 1 to 10, 51059, what do you think?
Oh,
I think it may be the best Christmas song I've ever heard.
A 12.
It's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, that's going to finish number one for the entire season. You wait to see.
So they're leading the charts right now in Christmas music. So that is a smash.
You know,
I think they call
wasn't it just about 3 weeks ago that we were all sitting around wondering that if Mariah Carey will ever be topped when it comes to Christmas music?
We were.
Remember that?
I do.
That was about 3 weeks ago before this was even thought of, you know?
Yep. Yep. And then now all of a sudden.
History made.
Jason Kelce. Maybe this Christmas.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year love will.
I'll bet you they tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ball Arena. We'll have tickets.
And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call.
It's really meaningful. You know, maybe this Christmas will mean something more.
We've lost forgiveness. We can't.
I just
we'll
picture,
have love.
I picture up there singing with Jason. Maybe even the cigarette in her hand.
Maybe this Christmas.
Oh,
no,
I like
she's
it.
A smoker. I think
I like
she
it.
Was more of a cocaine addict.
Either way. Pick your poison.
All right. Okay. There you go. All right. Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, wow. He just, I don't know if we have it, but he just dropped a single with T-Pain. Do we have any of that?
What?
Yep.
Zucker?
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Fidel?
Duh. I have to grab that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, worked with T-Pain to drop a remix of To Get Low. Get low.
To the window.
To the wall.
To the wall. To the wall.
So I guess the reason why he did it is that it's his 21st anniversary. And the first time he met his wife, Priscilla, that song was on. Oh, isn't that beautiful?
They were in the club.
Yeah.
that song
came on. Yep. He met his wife Priscilla by recording a cover. And then to honor their 21st anniversary, he recorded the cover of Get Low with T-Pain, which he says was playing the first time they met. Hmm. Who knew Mark was like romantic?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Right?
No, I look at this.
What?
Look at these texts.
What?
They don't like it.
What?
What? I'm shocked.
What?
No, people are writing in saying that they don't like the
Jason Kelsey song.
It's number one.
Maybe
on the charts, Christmas songs.
This will be something more. It's about
maybe
love,
this Christmas
forgiveness.
Something more. Maybe this year.
You know, maybe it's going to take a couple of times it plays. You know how some songs have to grow on you. This may be a grower,
not a shower.
Yeah.
Forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost for reasons we can't quite.
I think it's beautiful.
You guys just don't hear it, man.
Yeah,
that's something wrong out there. Shame. Let's see here. They say Nelly will not be charged after he was arrested in St. Louis at a casino. I guess he had a bunch of ecstasy pills in his pocket, and he had a failure to appear, but they're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's fine. It's all good. And Snoop Dogg is doing yet another thing. He is he's going to make his own line of jewelry.
No kidding.
What doesn't Snoop Dogg do?
Seriously.
He has cereal, right? Doesn't he have ice cream?
He's got kids' songs.
Yeah, he has kids' songs. He has ice cream, cereal. He has his own brand of weed. And now he has rings, bracelets, and chains. Huh. That guy's an entrepreneur, isn't he?
Put his name on it. Anything you want.
The rings are kind of cool because they're like little mini crowns.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine. And let's see, do I have anything else? Oh, yeah. They're coming out now and they're saying Ozempic, which I'm on, has become a popular drug for not only weight loss, but now they're saying it's helping tens of millions of Americans with alcohol. I will tell you one thing about the shot, which is true. You know, before I could probably drink like 3 Trulies. If I have one now, like just one Truly, I'm just like, okay, that is a lot of carbonation. Like, that's too...
It fills you up?
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
It's really interesting how that drug works. So I can see how it works. I mean, don't worry. I get another one and fight through
it. You push
it.
Through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah, you're not a quitter.
No, I'm not a quitter, but I just want you to know I feel extra full.
It's hard. It's
Oh. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday, a couple of weeks out from Thanksgiving. What is today? The 14th, I think it is?
It is.
November 14th. Going to be a nice day today. Got some tidbits here if you want them.
I love tidbits.
You know, I'm that tidbit from Tennessee, BJ.
Yeah.
Got a couple of tidbits. One being the Las Vegas Sphere. I love that place. I went out there and I saw the Dead & Company show. And I'm going back to see the Eagles in January.
That's going to be awesome.
But they released some of their figures. That's income for
the place. Can I just hold you for a minute? It's a little embarrassing.
What do you mean?
For Carson and myself.
That?
You're cool. You're cooler than us.
Because our favorite place is Vegas.
And we haven't been there to the Sphere. And it's just weird that BJ Harris is, you know, well, cooler than Carson and Jamie.
And I'm not the guy that's going to rub your nose into it, you know, because, I mean, I know I am. But I'm not going to, you know, highlight that here in front of everybody and embarrass you like that. So I'm not going to bring
just,
that up. I'm surprised you did.
It's just awkward for me because I feel like, you know, like I'm the cool guy. And you are not. And the fact that you've, A, already been there and now you have tickets to go back makes me feel pathetic about me.
Yeah, I'm going back, man. That's a cool place. All the hipsters, the influencers like me go there. You know, I rub elbows with the Kardashians. It's a lot of fun.
Because you haven't been either, Carson.
No, yeah. And I'm dying to go. It looks amazing.
I wanted to go see the Dead so bad at the Sphere, and I didn't get to go.
Yeah, he even
scooped
you on that.
So you're like the coolest of us all.
Yeah, no. And the audience has known that for a long time.
Yeah,
folks.
Yeah.
It's coming to light, though.
Kind of keeping it under wraps.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy show. Yeah. The Eagles, man, right there in the sphere.
Yeah.
Well, they released some of the numbers yesterday, and they have lost in one quarter from June until September of this year. The Sphere has lost $125 million.
Whoa!
According to the operators of the Sphere in Vegas, they say there's no way to make money.
This doesn't even make sense to me. It's always sold out.
Yeah, and the tickets are not cheap.
Who did the calculating for this place when they built it?
I think they need a new...
That it can't pay for itself?
They need a new CPA.
They need something. Jamie said it's a light bill.
Is it the maintenance? Is it the light bulbs? Are they paying some programmer? I mean, they do have a creative team,
obviously. All the graphics they got
to
put up.
Yeah, because their creative team is second to none, obviously, because the way they think of stuff to do it is amazing. So are they just overpaying all these people?
They say the operating cost alone is just burying them.
Wow.
That they cannot. And they have sold. During this time we're talking about that they lost $125 million. That's June 30th to September 30th. Only a quarter of the year. They sold 800,000 tickets during that period. And still lost all that money.
Hey, do they have sound on that thing on the outside?
No.
Okay, because they show, F1 is coming to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And so they showed what the Sphere was doing, which they were showing a tire, but whoever posted it had a sound effect of a F1, car.
Oh, I don't know that for sure. They might, Jamie. They might.
But I was
like,
how could they do that? The sound ordinance. Like, I would go insane. I mean, it's bad enough that these people have these bright lights in their backyards.
Yeah.
We've all seen that. But now to play the F1. Wheel.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of remember when we passed by there that it looked like there were speakers on the outside of it that they could crank up whenever they wanted to, like selected times that they could, so that they're not, blowing out a neighborhood somewhere. But I can't remember hearing anything on the outside.
Yeah, hopefully they don't.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that Abu Dhabi, they have taken the plans of the Sphere and they're putting one up in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. They're supposed to put one up in New York, but this might change everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If it can't operate, without losing money, what do you do?
800,000 tickets?
I will tell you this. I thought tickets would be higher than what they are.
Yeah.
So, all right, for the Sphere, for example, for the Eagles, Lisa and I are going, and we bought tickets already. If you saw the Eagles at the Pepsi Center, you would probably pay for a good seat at least $300 or $400.
Right.
Great band. Mm-hmm. At the Sphere, $350. You would think that ticket would be at least $800-$900.
Is it a weekday or a weekend?
It's a weekend.
Really?
Friday night.
Wow.
Friday night at the Sphere. Shocking. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know what they're doing, but they're losing money on that sucker.
We're going to have to start a GoFundMe for them.
Right?
Yeah.
Put it up there.
Poor thing.
That is bizarre.
I don't want it to go away. It's a cool feature.
It really is.
If that thing went, let's say, goes dark. It would be so noticeable for Vegas now. We're so used to it.
I wouldn't notice that big black ball.
Yeah, what if they have to unplug it, turn off the lights? Sorry, we're broke.
Right? It's so sad.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's become such a fixture already for the Vegas Strip that, there'd be a hole.
I wanted to remind everybody, because this is kind of cool, that Hertz Rent-A-Car is doing it again. They've upped the whole selling off their EVs. I guess Hertz EV depreciation has increased by 89%, reaching $537 per car per month. That's what it's these depreciations of these EVs. So right now they're trying to sell off 30,000. I know you guys heard about this before, but they're ramping it up again. They're trying to sell off 30,000 of their EVs by the end of 2024.
Well, I was reading that the biggest regret that all people that buy the EVs are, you can't resell them.
Yeah, because you don't
nobody
want the
wants
battery
them.
Damage.
Nobody,
and
nobody
not to mention
them.
The technology, like, because we just leased ours. So after 4 years, it depreciates so much because the technology, think about what it's going to be in 4 years.
Right.
It's going to be so more advanced than what it is now.
Well, right now you can get a Hertz pre-owned Tesla Model 3 for under $20,000.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
A new one is like 40.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. And there's only 30,000 available.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was reading.
I would never buy a rental car, though. I know how I treat them.
No way.
I know. That's the thing.
And they say the batteries are about 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
It is really.
That's like going to buy a brand new car and the motor being worth, you know, lasting 100,000 miles. That's nothing.
And isn't a battery like 10 grand or
like
something?
$30,000.
$30,000.
Yeah, but I mean, haven't you guys been rude to your rental cars before?
Oh,
yeah. All the time.
I mean, I've taken just a regular, like, nice standard car, four-wheeling. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Off-roading.
Oh, that curb? I got that.
I've done just to see I what had, it's got.
I had one night that I'm in Los Angeles. And we were staying near the Sunset Strip. And there was a hotel there, Jamie, that you might know about. But you go underground in order to park. I come back in that night. And, you know, we've been out. Yeah. I go in the exit.
Oh.
It pops every tire on the car. Every tire slashed because they have those spikes, right? You can't go in there. I go in the wrong way, get up the next morning. I didn't even realize it. I go up, get up the next morning to go out to the car, and it's sitting on its rims. It's completely. They had to come with a flatbed to get the car out of the garage. To retrieve it.
Well, my son's dad, the homeless guy, got mad at him because I guess he didn't have anything nice in his car. So he flattened two of the tires, and then my son's dad had to get it to the tire shop, and he drove on them flat.
Oh.
On the rental car.
On the rims.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'll just get to the shop.
You do. We're brutal on rental cars.
I wouldn't buy any of these.
And the whole joke is, it's a rental.
I know, exactly.
Hey, yeah. Who cares? BJ and
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are your new music station. You heard that Jason Kelce and Stevie Nicks song earlier?
Yeah, that was great.
Unbelievable Christmas song. Good. Number one.
It moved me.
Yeah, number one. Now we've got Lady Gaga.
What is Lady Gaga doing?
Lady Gaga has a brand new song out this morning called Disease.
Ew.
Yeah, called Disease. Is it really called Disease?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Is she really, really, is this a joke or has she really released a new song?
No.
New song.
Well, I don't know because you were saying about Jason.
Wait, Kelce. No?
No, it's real.
Yeah,
no,
it is real.
No means yes.
Oh, no means yes. Okay. Yes, it's real. Okay. Yes.
Well,
yes.
It's from her new album coming out called The Antidote.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Got it. I got it.
Now, I've not heard it. I have no
I
idea.
I have not heard it.
But I saw it yesterday on my feed. Lady Gaga had a brand new song called Disease. And I thought, wow, we'll try to play it and see if it's any good. You know, give it a shot.
I never know what you're doing. Like, I literally can't follow you anymore. And the stupid Lady Gaga, could you stop it?
I love that. That just makes it so different. Because you go to another station right now and they're playing this song, they're saying Lady Gaga. They're not saying Lady Gaga.
It sounds more sophisticated.
It does.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Why, you want some caviar
it's got a fresh,
with that?
Fresh sound to it, right?
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here we go. Check this out. Lady Gaga. And it's called. It's called Disease.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie.
What?
Woo!
I couldn't hear you.
Man, I like that.
That slaps.
Oh, it's a banger.
Somebody said that slapped. No, actually, I like it.
You like it?
I do like it. It's really
good. Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah, it's good.
Disease.
It's way better than her with that Bruno Mars.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like a middle school dance song.
Yeah.
Her slow songs are hit or miss.
Yeah.
But when she picks up the tempo, good beat,
whatever
easy to dance
to. Movie.
What movie?
Movie.
Oh, Joker?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It just fell off the planet, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pay-per-view soon.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, I like it. Yeah. Okay, good.
All right, we're done, folks.
Back it
no,
up.
No, we're not. I have a couple of things I wanted to tell you really fast.
Sorry.
First of all, you guys are just... It's interesting when I get to hear you guys talk like men. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Because I never really, you know, like when guys get together, we don't really know what you guys really say and stuff. And we feel like as women, we're the only ones doing like shady stuff, kind of, you know, trying to get back into relationships. But you were saying off the air that Bill Clinton has apologized to Monica Lewinsky.
He has. He has. He apologized to Monica Lewinsky. And he says that he thinks about that every day of his life or something like that.
Yeah, that he put her through all that, right? That he feels bad?
I think he's thinking about the moment all of his life. It's every single day.
So that's what you guys were saying. You guys said the reason why he apologized now is he's putting out the feels.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, why else apologize? You just throw it out there and be like, oh, maybe she'll reach out and be like, oh, how are you doing? Like, thanks for the apology, but you know.
Why would you apologize 30 years? It's been 30 years.
I think to give himself peace. You know, that's that mortality
thing. He got his peace.
Well, not that kind of peace. P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E.
No, we were saying the same thing. He's looking for the peace.
No, I think when you get that age, you know, have to make things right with God. So maybe that's what he's doing.
That makes sense to me.
No,
though it's a like a kind of a you up, like, because dudes will say like, hey, I hope you're doing well, and then that's just like a fisher to see if you're gonna like talk to me.
Yeah.
Because hasn't one of your exes like reached out and be happy birthday?
Dude,
I've
done it too. Everybody does it. But I don't think Bill Clinton is trying to see if Monica still wants a piece of the bill.
I think he does. Hillary's not doing anything. There's no way.
I don't even think Bill can still pop a wheelie.
No, I think Bill's just thinking back on those memories.
That he had a moment where he was thinking about how amazing.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
So you're thinking that he is apologizing because he feels like that he put her through a lot, dragged her name through the mud,
right?
Which I don't think it's really hurt her any.
Oh my God, yes it did. Did you watch the documentary?
Well, I think it did. She was back destroyed. Then, but I don't think it does now.
No,
I don't
not
think
now.
It bothers
but it took
her
30
now.
Years.
So it took 30 years to apologize. I mean, you should apologize 25 years ago.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay,
but I think your mortality. You're looking in the mirror, like, you know what? I got to make things everything right.
So you're basically apologizing for yourself, not for her.
Right, exactly right.
You're doing all this to clear your head.
But you guys are saying that he's doing it so he can...
Which is also for him.
So he can get out his cigar.
Yeah, I think he wants to get back in the game.
Look, you're married to Hillary, okay? Let's throw that in there first, okay? You're married to friggin' Hillary, okay?
That's important.
Yeah, that's very important, this equation, okay? It's getting on your nerves. It took a while, but it's getting on your nerves.
Oh, my God, I don't even think they speak.
And now he's seen pictures of Monica. She's been out there lately.
She looks good.
She looks awesome.
Yeah,
she really does. Yeah. She is a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
And now he somehow a picture got snuck into his his feed, maybe his algorithm or something. And he saw a picture of her and he said, "Oh, here's what I gotta do. I need to apologize to her. And maybe what she'll do is reach out to me. If she does, I'll tell Hillary to hit the damn road." Pantsuit party's over.
DJ and Jamie.
If I promise to keep it at 60 seconds.
Is it because Bobert spoke about it and she thinks there's secret underwater civilizations?
No, it's not her. I know that she said some wacky things yesterday.
She did. She said, why are there all these secret underwater civilizations? They're not human. They're just secret civilizations.
She said about three different things. She said the earth is flat.
Oh, God.
She said that the birds in the sky are not really birds. They're drones.
Okay. Oh,
by the government. That they're watching us. Then she said something else, too, that went along with that, but I forgot what it was.
Huh.
But that was, I think that
so
was...
So when they put the eagle, you know, it became a symbol, that was back in the day, that they had drones back then?
No. It's been converted.
Oh.
Yeah, we've killed off the birds.
Oh, okay.
With all the spraying we're doing with airplanes and stuff. Mm-hmm. We've killed off the birds, and the birds are now drones.
Oh, we just replaced them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so she's never seen rockets go up in the air and see the curvature of the earth?
No. It's flat.
Okay.
According to her.
Okay.
It's all flat.
God bless
her. Well, or at least that's what she brought up yesterday that she wanted to get to the bottom of.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But then they went into this whole UFO thing. Look, I don't know how people feel about it, but let me tell you, if this stuff is true, if they actually have space aliens and spaceships, then that changes everything, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you agree with that? You agree with that?
It was a leading question.
Well, here's
does
the thing.
It not? Doesn't it change everything? Does it not? I mean,
I just can't believe that more people aren't talking about this morning.
Okay,
that's the only thing that's throwing me off.
Here's what Bob said to me.
Because I'm watching all the news stations, okay? Mm-hmm. And they haven't even done anything on it this morning. This is breaking news.
Because I told my dad I didn't believe in UFOs and you know, space people and all that, whatever. And my dad said to me, well, daughter, you're mighty cocky if you think we're the only people.
I agree. I agree with that.
I miss Bob. I do. That Bob, he was so common sense. Anytime he came on the show, man, oh, I miss that dude right. so much. Like, and I know you do, but I really miss him. He's a thinker like me.
Right. Yeah.
We get it, okay? All right, so yesterday. Now, keep in mind, and see if this changes your mind any at all, okay. Which it won't, okay? This is not Star Trek people meeting at the convention center talking, okay?
Ouch.
This is people that were high up in the Air Force, NASA, Navy, all over the place for the government. And these people are on Capitol Hill talking about this. And it's strong, strong evidence they have that there are people, there are aliens out there.
E.T. phone home.
I'm starting to convince Jamie. I can tell. I can tell. She wouldn't be doing that voice if she didn't believe. All right. Listen to this guy talking about one of the spacecraft that they've recovered and the speed that it goes at.
I looked at everything from a scientific perspective. So if you look at, for example, instantaneous acceleration, which was mm-hmm. one of the observables of the program that I belong to, ATIP, the human body can withstand about 9G forces for a short period of time before
you get that? Nine G-forces.
You suffer negative biological consequences, blackouts and ultimately redouts and even death.
Gotcha.
Comparison, our best technology, the F-16, which is one of this older platform, but one of our most highly maneuverable aircraft, manned aircraft, made by General Dynamics, can perform about 17 or 18 G-forces.
Okay, you get that?
I get it.
All right. So we can barely withstand, but we have an aircraft that can do 17 or 18 Gs, all right?
Before you start having structural failure, meaning that the airframe begins to disintegrate while you're flying, the vehicles we're talking about are performing in excess of 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 Gs.
Whoa, so fast.
That's actually like insane.
That's
crazy.
That'll crush your bones.
There's something out there.
Well, yeah, and how does this structure even stay intact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's alien material.
They're way more advanced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's alien material. It's far beyond us. Yeah. We don't know what the hell it is.
Right. Wow.
And so it keeps intact.
Probably
because of
plastic.
That.
Can I
put that? It's new plastic.
That seems to last forever.
Look, if they find a little green man. Uh-huh. By the way,
Oh, my God. Finish the sentence. If they find a little green, was that the end of it?
No, if they find a little green man and they can give us absolute proof, that changes everything. It changes the dynamics of the world, the universe we live in.
But the thing is, listen, here's the thing,
everything.
But they've never presented, right?
Yeah, they just keep it all under wraps.
Right.
No one talks about it.
That's what this is all about, though.
Yeah, but they've never presented to us. And so that's why I don't buy it. Unless I see it, I don't believe it.
I think they live among us.
Which is simple-minded, I understand.
I think Carson might be an alien.
What? There was this.
I think Spadil. I accuse Spadil being an alien earlier this morning. For all I know, all three of you are.
And I'm working with a bunch of aliens. Accusing all of us.
I'm just saying that we really don't know when you look around. I don't think Powerball Pete is because I don't think aliens are overweight.
Oh my.
No fat aliens.
There are no such thing as fat aliens. They got to be skinny little guys. That's why I think Carson and Spadil might be it.
Hey, you didn't call me thin.
I didn't say.
You just said you think they're all thin.
They're all right. Jamie's an alien too. Sorry about that. I got to throw you in the thin group.
Oh my God.
I left you with the fat people. Well, I'm glad we had such a serious conversation about aliens and space people.
Oh my God.
Here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I got it for you.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I couldn't find something that's a little bit more catchy.
Yeah.
Because you caught me off guard there with 'tis the season stuff?
You guys, I don't know if you know this, but Christmas is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, I know it is.
Absolutely my favorite. I love it more than anything. I look forward to it. I'm sad when it's over. Yeah. Well, this weekend officially kicks off Christmas in Colorado.
You know, a lot of people don't know this, but around the office here, we call her old Tinsel Toes.
They do call me Tinsel Toes.
Tinsel Toes, yes. Jamie, she's at it again.
Did I ever tell you that my friend Jolie, her cat ate tinsel and she had to pull it out of her butt?
No. She did. Yeah. Did it still glitter or was it
darkened?
No, it
was tinsel. It was, oh yeah, it still shined.
Did it still shine?
Yeah.
That's a good cat with some good systems going.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. It was a good day. Anyway, all right, so here's what we got going on. Okay, first of all, we have the lighting ceremony down in Castle Rock. And also down in Colorado Springs.
No kidding.
Yep, both trees will be lit up this weekend.
Colorado Springs and Castle Rock, you say?
Correct. Also, I really highly recommend this. I've seen it with my son. We loved it. And that is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They are in town. They're going to be playing Ball Arena on Saturday. And they'll also be playing down in Colorado Springs on Sunday.
It's an awesome show.
It is mind-blowing, don't you think?
Oh, and they have all the pyrotechnics, too.
It's so good.
It's really cool.
Really good. I don't know if tickets are still available. But if they are, obviously, both of us really recommend it. The drive-through lights open up this weekend as well. The one in Water World, which I think, Carson, did you go to the one in Water World?
Yes, I did. Yeah. The drive-thru, yes.
Yeah, so it's the drive-thru lights. You tune your radio to the broadcast that they have available right there, and the lights are synchronized to the radio, to the music. It's also at Arapahoe, at the County Fairgrounds. Those are going on. Now, the Red Rocks one, which I think you have tickets to, BJ.
I do.
Those don't open up until November 20th.
They say this year, bigger and better than ever.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to be big.
My girlfriends and I, what we're doing is, so tomorrow we're going to go have cheeseburgers because that's what we do to kick off our holidays.
Let me go back to the Red Rocks quick here, because is it on your list there? Does it say anything about
November 29th.
It's not the same one that was there in Bandimere, is it?
Because
Bandimere used to have it in their parking lot there. We did that one last year. I don't remember Red Rocks having one unless Bandimere's gone. And they've moved it over to Red Rocks.
It just said it's these three. I don't know, really. It just says these three. And it's Water World, Arapahoe.
We'll find it.
Red Rocks. Anyway, so like how the girls and myself, how we kick off our Christmas, we're going to go have a Bud's cheeseburger.
Right? Yeah, nice. There you go.
Yeah, and then we're going to, down in Castle Rock, they have a Paris Mart. A Paris Christmas Mart.
Oh.
Oui, oui.
Where's it at?
It's at the Douglas County Fairgrounds over the weekend.
No kidding.
Oui, oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Now, this is the time of year when your wives, your girlfriends come home with a bunch of Christmas crap. I don't know why we do it, but we love it.
Bags and bags.
Bags of it, right? Mm. And I have enough Christmas stuff. I mean, I have 4 Christmas trees I put up. I have way more than enough, but I always find something. A trinket. There's always a trinket to be had.
I think you have to get something new, at least one thing new every year.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you can use the old stuff. It's still good, but you do want something new.
Also, the Holiday Mart, I believe that's downtown. That's opening up. It's something's going on at Union Station. It's a shop crap thing. Molly McGee's in Boulder at the County Fair. They're also having a big Christmas Mart.
Holy moly.
It's going to be exciting. It's kicking off, man.
Oh, man, oh, man.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, damn it.
I think we're putting up the tree this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah, I think Frog has talked Mom into it.
Nice.
Yeah, I think the tree may go up.
Yep.
Maybe a few lights outside. I love it.
You know what I really want to get, even though I don't have a kid at home? He's coming home for Christmas, but I want to get that 30-foot reindeer.
Yeah.
Have you seen that sucker?
And the Santa, the huge Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like the 8-foot
I wonder
Santa.
What the price on that reindeer is.
I don't know.
I think it's $300, $299, I think.
I would think this one's higher than that.
I don't know how much
it is.
It's
big. What is it, like 30 feet tall, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Let's huge. See,
what does that say? It says, it's $400.
$400?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad for that size.
For a stupid blow-up reindeer?
Yeah, but it's huge.
It is huge. What I worry about is I don't think people think when they blow these things up. I worry somebody's going to be electrocuted.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, people have low-lying wires that go into their house, and they blow it up, next thing you know, you're dead, and all you wanted was Christmas.
And then we have Weisenheimers in our neighborhood that's going to take a shot at it, probably.
Pop it.
Yeah, they're going to try to pop it with a BB gun, pellet gun, or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that would be a good kill.
Yeah,
You take out somebody's 30-foot reindeer in the front yard, they wake up the next morning, and boom, like, what the hell?
That is true.
With a pellet gun?
Anyway, I'm so excited about
this. Yeah, 'tis the season.
It is. Woo-hoo.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I've hit rock bottom.
Oh.
What's wrong?
I'm going to go see a therapist today.
Oh, you are?
Yep.
Oh, what's wrong? What's got you down?
Well, it's been going on for a couple of years now.
Well, no kidding.
That long?
Yeah.
I haven't really noticed.
Well, you can't see it.
You can't?
Unless you go to my house.
Oh. Yeah, I've never been there, so.
No. Mm.
What is it?
Well, I get these ads for things.
Oh, no.
And then I buy them. I can't stop.
There's a lot of people like you. Yeah, there's a lot of people like you. It's out there. I mean, there's a lot of people affected by this.
And I'm hoping a therapist could, like, help me, help myself. Because remember, like, last week I bought that Mackinac honey or something?
Yeah.
It's in a box at my front door.
No.
It's just sitting inside my house. I haven't even opened it.
And you probably will never open it.
It's just sitting there. And I haven't. It's supposed to be some amazing honey that's supposed to. And then just now, I bought castor oil.
Why?
Castor oil.
Why?
Because of all its benefits. You're not supposed to ingest it because it'll give you the poops.
How is it pronounced? Is it castor oil or is it castor oil?
How'd you say it?
Castor oil.
Castor. It's castor oil. Castor oil is like oil for your car.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, castor, I think, is for
castor
your
oil.
I think, yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I don't know.
It's supposed to do all these. I just saw the ad. The girl's eyelashes are from me to you because you know why?
Why?
She uses this little brush and she dips it in her castor oil.
Yeah.
And she puts it on her eyelashes and it went, zing, they grew out to you.
No kidding.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Is that going to be you tomorrow?
Oh, my God, blinkety blink.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to dodge. So Every time you blink, I got to dodge.
I know.
Almost got me.
And then there's this special artesian water, right?
Okay, this is ridiculous. You were telling me about
it. It's from the volcanoes of Uranus or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that, what was the line? It keeps its aquidity. From the aquifer.
Yeah, do you even know what that means?
No, I don't. It's so amazing that it keeps its aquidity from the aquifer or something. I don't know. But it's $56 a bottle.
Oh, my God.
I didn't buy that. But I'm thinking
$56 a bottle?
A bottle.
And it's supposed to be the best water on the planet?
Best water ever. It's never been touched by humans.
Well, it's not even on the planet if it comes from somewhere else.
It's crazy. It's
like Uranus.
But anyway, I didn't buy that. But I did buy the castor oil, and they're saying it's amazing.
I will tell you, though, that the problem you have, a lot of people have, here's what I did yesterday. And this tells you you've got a problem, okay? And it's my wife. It's not me. She orders something every day. I'm standing outside yesterday, and I see the UPS truck down at the park come around the corner. I stayed outside because I knew he would stop. I literally did. Now that I think about it, there was no rhyme or reason for me to stay outside. But when I saw that truck, I thought, I'll just wait because he's going to stop here. Sure enough. Here he comes. Hits the brakes right in front of my house.
What'd you guys get?
Pops out. I have no idea. He goes, here you go. Can you sign for this? I said, yeah. And he gives me the package. I just throw it on the counter. Boom.
Yeah.
But I knew when I saw the truck.
But does she at least open hers?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right.
There are boxes sitting around, Jamie. There are a couple of boxes in the garage right now.
Yeah.
There are a couple of boxes in the kitchen here. She knows what's in them.
Yeah.
She knows what's in them, but she hasn't opened them.
Because so the other day I was really going through the whole house, like cleaning it out, and I realized how many baseball caps I have, which I, you know, whatever, because we get up early and I just throw one on. But I was like, oh, I need a way to store these baseball caps. So there's this thing that you can hang over the door or whatever.
Oh, yeah, like an organizer.
Yeah, and it organizes all of them. And so I was like, that's a great idea. Still in the box.
Yeah.
Got a hat on my head.
They look so good on your phone.
They do. They look amazing.
Gosh, all that stuff does.
Right?
Then you get them to your house and it's like, I don't know. I'll get to it.
I've lost the, you know.
I'll get to it, yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you. Make me at least feel better about myself because Lisa
well,
has
it's not me. It's my wife.
Well, I mean.
She makes you feel better.
She does.
Yeah.
She does, and I appreciate that. So thank you for telling me the truth.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm like
I'll
a
cancel
trained,
my appointment.
I'm like a trained carrier for her,
yeah.
You know?
You really are,
I'm just
yeah.
standing outside. Oh, you'll be here any moment.
I like that you waited because you knew.
I knew. As soon as I saw the truck, I'm like, well, he'll stop here. You wait and see. No use going in.
Somebody said, at least you bring your packages inside. I have three that are still sitting outside. Now, that is really lazy because yeah. you're asking for somebody to steal those.
Seriously.
Right?
Porch pirate all day long.
Speaking of which, just wanted to remind you that Amazon is having its Black Friday sales starting the 21st through the 29th.
Wow.
Yeah. My house is going to explode if
so
I buy
that's
more crap.
Next week, right?
And you know what?
That would be a week from
yes.
today,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, do I need this oil?
No,
I do not.
Nope.
Blinkety blinkety.
Nope.
And then you're going to forget what it's even for when you open it in the box a year from now.
And I don't know why I haven't opened my honey because it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
The lady says
that was going to change your life.
Yeah. Anytime you have inflammation, she just has a spoonful of it. And look at her. She can now just run and jump and play. Do we think this is a good idea? I'm not. Well, it's going to sound like I'm judging. Do we think it's a good idea to be an Olympic gold medalist and come back at the age of 40?
Ooh. I don't know. I guess it's how you feel.
Lindsey Vonn has been retired from skiing for 5 years now.
Yeah.
And she's coming out of retirement at the age of 40.
Go for it.
What is she trying to accomplish? Do we have any idea? I mean, she's not going to go back to the Olympics.
Yeah, she's joining the team.
That's why she's coming back. But it says
you didn't say
she
that.
She doesn't know. I love the quote.
There's no way.
She's like, I don't know how fast I can go, but
she
I
can't
want to
do
go
it.
Fast.
She says she's going to rejoin the U.S. ski team.
No.
She announced it this morning, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think she'll make the
she
cut.
She says her knee feels way better after the knee replacement.
Still.
Do you think she's just
think
joining
so.
The team as like maybe a coach?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but wasn't she doing that? I thought she was coaching people a little bit.
I don't know.
Well, it literally says coming out of retirement, so I wouldn't imagine that she's a coach.
Boy, good for her. I mean, I give her props.
Go for it. I mean,
I did watch this whole special about her one time, and she said that she couldn't even walk her dog to the mailbox because her knees were so bone on bone. So she had them both replaced, and so she was hoping that would work. And I guess, according to this article, the double knee replacement worked, and she feels like she can ski again. But you can't ski like your original.
No, you can't.
You know?
No. I have a knee replacement. And there's no way. You can't do what you used to be able to do. She's not going to make the team. She can go for it, but I don't think she can make it.
Anyway, wasn't that weird when she was dating Tiger?
Yeah.
She just didn't seem like she fit with him. You know,
it was an odd combo.
Because she's a bigger girl that's
muscular.
I don't
know. I thought they were a good couple.
You did?
Yeah, both very athletic. Yeah. I thought they both were a great couple. I thought
Tiger.
And both of them at the top of their game.
Yeah.
You know, he was huge. So was she. I mean, I thought it was a perfect match.
And if he likes doing all that crazy stuff,
like
you want an athletic girl who can like do the crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, the crazy stuff, the freaky stuff, you're saying. Yeah, I get you, Spadil. Yeah. I know your warped mind.
What just happened?
They just bonded over being creepy.
Yes.
Right? Spadil, I understand.
What
makes sense to me.
Woo, Lordy.
No, I just thought she was too tall for him and too big for him, like too muscular for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
it always seemed off to me.
It did to me because it took away his athleticism, I guess. Like, you don't look at him as muscular or anything like that because she's so muscular. Like, she needed a bigger guy.
Yeah.
You know, somebody bigger and muscular-er-er-y.
They didn't last long.
No.
Yeah.
That's because he liked the freaky stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and she was like, whoa. I'm not doing that.
I think he felt like hookers were cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pay them and they leave.
Well, right. And you don't have to have a relationship with them.
Yeah. Cheaper.
Awkward moment here at the studio. I have on this knitted black sweater. And I did not notice that I wore a white brassiere until I looked in the mirror.
I noticed. I was going to tell you earlier.
I just cannot believe how like this is shining through the knit.
Yep.
It looks so white trash. I can't even believe it.
Have you noticed how I've been just a little bit off today?
Distracted.
No, you know what? I don't believe you. You have a type. And I'm not it. Oh my God, you have such a distinct type.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is never a blonde. You never talk about blonde girls at all.
I don't.
You saw Sophia
Viagra.
Yeah. And you're like, man. That one. Whoa, she is.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
52, I think she turned today.
You're like, wow, she's beautiful. Yeah. Then Monica Lewinsky came out.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, oh, my. Is she a stunner?
Yeah.
She's looking good.
She's a
stunner. She does look good.
Yeah. And I'm like, every time you bring, and your wife is brunette, right?
Brunette. Yeah. And that Tulsi Gabbard girl.
Oh, yeah, that you love
lady,
her.
She's a very attractive lady.
Well, you said you saw bikini pics of her.
Yeah, they put them out yesterday. Woo, lordy. I mean, yes, I did, Jamie. I saw them yesterday.
Remember how you thought that Schmidl was a hint creepy?
I'm trying to out creepy.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. You're a tough one to reach.
She is really hot.
She's
Look at that.
That's a great suit. I like what it does with her boobs.
Yeah, we like it.
I like it a lot.
I'm going to go. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
No, let's not stop. We're just getting started. Oh, you know what's coming up next?
What?
Assisted living lunch.
Oh, we can't go from boobs to
I got to tell you.
That's a weird transition.
I've already looked at the menu. It could be a little squirty over there today.
Oh, my God.
Could be. I'm just giving you a little tease there.
Lord.
Assisted living lunch next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Right here.
BJ and Jamie.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
What's the matter, Jamie?
I hate this.
Oh, it's beautiful. Come on.
And a confidant.
Welcome to Assisted Living Lunch. It's a feature on the program that's really taken off. People love it. I already had requests for it earlier this morning.
You had
7 o'clock.
You had one.
Well, that's a request.
And you know why they're doing it? Because they know I hate it. It's against me.
It's more than the request we hit for tabloid trash today.
That is true. I'll give you that.
All right. So, all right. You know, this started out as lockup lunch because the guy in prison over there on Kipling, he sent us the menu. And so we went through that for the first week and then we were done. But, had a brilliant idea. Why not do assisted living lunch? Yeah. Because that's pretty interesting, too. Mm-hmm. So the place up there called Arborview, the assisted living facility, I think it's in Arvada. Is that what we
found
out?
Yep, that's what we decided.
All right, Arborview, let me get through today's lunch for you, or today's menu for you. But it is going to be a squirty day up there. And I say that for the people that have relatives or loved ones up there that you're going up to visit today. Just beware when you go, all right? Breakfast we skip over because it's the same thing every day at the assisted living lunch. Mm-hmm. So let's go straight to lunch. Cheese soup.
Well, that'll clog you up. That's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, cheese is a binder.
Yeah, that'll prevent.
Let me mark off your sporty lunch.
Yeah.
that's completely the opposite, right?
Yeah.
All right, we got a cheese soup that we're going to kick off the lunch with. Then they'll throw a side salad down there in front of you, ladies. And
they always do a salad.
Yeah. Well, I think that's easy for the old folks.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. You could choke on one of those small tomatoes or something.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very... I always say this. For $6,000 a month, it's not very gourmet.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Pork loin with chorizo. Huh. That sounds like that would be a little loose up there, you know? And then you got mashed potatoes and carrots and a big cookie, they call it. Yeah.
Big cookie.
That's lunch.
Wow.
I got your big cookie. Yeah, I think that it's just what is chorizo?
I don't even know.
It's some type of meat, right?
It's like a sausage.
It's like Mexican sausage.
Yeah. Is it? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's going to loosen you up. All right, there you go. That's lunch. Here's dinner for you. Cheese soup is back.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, they cook a lot of it, you know. You've noticed the soups all week. They go at lunch, and then they throw it back at you at dinner just in case you didn't get it done.
I feel like these people are kind of like not getting their money's worth.
Yeah, well.
At all.
Well, that's for them to complain, Jamie, not us. We just go through the menu. All right, you got cheese soup. It's back for dinner, along with that side salad. Side salad's back, too. Pula, you know, they are cutting some quarters.
See?
Here. You know, I am with Jamie on this.
It's expensive to put your mom there.
Yeah, probably $10,000 a month or so. You know?
And your grandma, and all she gets is soup and a salad. And it's not even Olive Garden.
All right, now comes the entree. The entree for dinner tonight's going to be an egg salad sandwich.
Oh, God.
For dinner? Chips.
Yeah, for dinner.
Oh, no. Can you imagine those farts?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why they do dinner and not lunch. And they're sleeping.
Well, they try to bring down the stench inside the place with the caramel brownie for a follow-up. So that'll sweeten things up, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
right?
God, this is. Can we stop doing this?
No.
Can
are
we
you
vote
kidding?
On it?
I'm looking ahead.
5-1-0-5-9.
I'm looking ahead to Friday. Whew, wait till you hear tomorrow.
Can tomorrow be the last day?
No.
No. This is making me depressed for when I get older.
I know. Yeah. I know. Me too. No. Yeah, can we take it?
Let me think about it. Let me think about it. But man,
what about let the people speak?
Yeah. Let them decide.
Let the people speak.
Vote yes. Keep it. Keep it, DJ. This is the only feature I got, folks.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Travel down the road and back again.
That's all you have to look forward to.
A lot of cheese soup.
Cheese soup and a salad.
Yeah. Woo! We'll be right back.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would.
DJ and Jamie.
This is great, man. I'm looking at the votes here on Textnado at 51059. Assisted living lunch, I think, is here to stay, Jamie.
I don't think so. Worst morning show segment ever. My girlfriend, Taya, even wrote, she's like, could you guys stop?
Well, that's just two.
Yeah.
Do you have more than that? Not more than two,
how
is
about
there?
The F, please stop it?
Well, that's on there?
Yeah. And somebody said, hell yes, I'm peeing myself laughing over this. Please keep doing it.
Yeah, they're probably not listening to us, though.
Yeah.
They just text the wrong person.
Didn't you guys say you're the number one morning show? I don't think the number one morning shows do this.
Huh?
Yeah.
Really?
You're going to have to agree with that.
Well, I'm going to go back through the Textnado here. I'm officially requesting a recount. You do that when you put something up for election, don't you? Do recounts?
Yeah, recount.
All right, we're going to recount because I feel like we've got a fraudulent vote here. And so I'll have to go back and see if assisted living lunch is going to make the cut or not. I love the feature. But tomorrow, tell all your friends, folks, if you really love the feature, tell all your friends, tomorrow might be the last one.
It might be.
That you really need to tune in at 9:15 tomorrow morning because that might be the old capper for this thing.
I think we're going to have to say goodbye to it.
Yeah,
savor it.
Yeah, try to think of something else if you want a feature, but I don't think this is it.
I'll come up with a good one, though.
I think it's run its course, as they say.
Yeah, I've been trying to think, though. Lock Up Lunch was a big hit. Okay, did really well. Assisted living lunch. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I've looked over the school lunches. People
we don't need
me.
To do food stuff. What?
Maybe I'll do buffets.
What they got at the Golden Corral?
That's not even funny. Or
better yet,
what
about
the Golden Corral today? I don't know. Hey, it's just funny.
Maybe I'll do convenience store stops.
Oh yeah,
like convenience
you got,
stores.
The mini tacos.
Yeah, what's on the menu?
Or the taquitos that never—they're always there.
Yeah, I could do 7-Eleven one day, Circle K the next.
Why are you guys engaging? Maybe
that would have been funny 4 years ago when Ralphie was eating at gas stations all the time.
See, you missed your moment.
Wow.
Your
shot you down.
What are you, a big market producer or something? Let me follow your senses here. All right, I'll think of something, I guess.
And then we'll do movie phone.
BJ and Jamie.
I also saw, Jimmy was just telling me about this F1 place.
Well, there's a new F1 arcade bar coming. Yeah. I guess the new location in Denver will be the third in the country. It'll be 15,000 square feet with 69 full motion Formula One racing simulators that you can get behind the wheel of after you have a cocktail. So that seems odd.
That is odd. Yeah, that's
a, yeah. Well, at least it's not a real car. That's true. Okay, yeah. So we're okay. Yeah, yeah. I also saw where they're doing a basketball place, a lot like Topgolf.
I saw that,
did
too.
Did you see that?
I did, yeah.
That looks interesting. That I wonder does. If that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that, what do like, you do?
It's kind of laid out like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And they have basketball goals. And I guess you're just taking on each other in shots.
So it's like Papa Shot?
Kinda, only for
almost
real
like
deal.
Horse.
What?
Kind of like horse, the game horse. Remember when you take shots?
No, like I have the I have Papa Shot in my basement. It's like you know, with the net and the
point.
Yeah, points. Yeah,
yeah. It's points. It's horse is. Well, you could play horse, I guess, on whatever with this other
but
place.
Horse,
but
you
I
have
saw
to,
it.
No, but horse, you have to move, like right.
Yeah, remember? Move around, call you your shot.
Yeah. Did you see the video?
I did
of
not.
This place.
No.
Well, it's lined up like you'll have your area. So you could move around in it.
Oh,
so okay. It's a regulation basketball.
Oh, okay. So you get like a half court or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they have different stages that go all the way around the building.
That's interesting.
It's called Hoop World or something like that.
Jump Shot Live.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close to Hoop World.
Yeah. So I was a little bit off. It's not Hoop World. I'll start my own. Yeah. Hoop World. BJ's Hoop World.
It's the competitor.
All right, enough of the nonsense, folks.
Oh,
we have to go.
God,
we
got
to go. We got to finish up a Thursday. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday. And everybody have a great day today. See you then. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.